品牌成功路，主持陈洁平。
又嚟到呢个周末嘅品牌成功路啊，咁啊当然继续有亚洲品牌发展协会嘅 Alfred 喺度啦。Alfred 早晨啊，
早晨啊 ，Kenneth，
系咁啊，继续系我哋朝早七点至七点三十分嘅播放时间吓。
冇错啊，咁今日品牌成功路咧，好开心啦，我哋继续揾一啲大牌子嚟。不过呢个大牌子咧，其实我同你咧成日都用嘅，
系，
亦都原来都几国际化
嘅。系，因为其实而家我哋用嘅嘢咧，唔单止系话即系实体嘢啦，其实我哋用虚拟即系我哋个 App 啦，其实仲好方便过可能用实体嘢去。即係做一啲生活上嘅，譬如買嘢啦嚇。咁今日我哋帶嚟呢個網咧，係啊，就真係要請教佢啊。點解會創立呢一個 app 啊？應該唔係一個網，係一個 app。咁佢咧就係嚟自 Carousell 嘅 Marcus Tang 陳許偉。陈许伟啊，
陈义伟
啊，陈义伟 ，Marcus， 你好
，Hello，Good morning， 早晨。
So today we will have a night cam station because Marcus will mainly speak in English， 咁 Marcus 会尽量会用英文啦，不过亦都会同我哋讲少少普通话，因为 Marcus 系嚟自新加坡嘅。首先我就想问一问 Marcus 咧，就系关于咧 Carousell 呢一个 app 啦，其实乜嘢系 Carousell？ 因为其实可能有啲听众未知啦。Can you introduce a bit what is Carousell and why？You set up Carousell.
Yeah, you can think of Carousell as simple as snap list sell to sell something. Within 30 seconds, you can snap a photo of the product, list it for sale, and you'll be a successful seller by selling it. In less than 30 seconds, that's the simplicity of Carousell. We want to make buying and selling simple so that people can live their lives more meaningfully. And we are the fastest growing and largest mobile market classified place in APAC in Southeast Asia. And our mission is really like to inspire the world to start selling.
咁頭先呢Marcus 講過啦，其實佢哋希望呢設立 Carousell 呢就係一個可以好簡單好方便呢嘅平台，俾大家呢影張相就30秒之內呢就可以賣到嘢。咁同埋呢個有個特別之處呢，就係佢可以令買同賣呢都變得呢非常之簡單。咁佢哋呢亦都有一個呢即係志願呢，希望成為呢東南亞甚至乎係亞洲地區呢一個好快增長嘅一個我哋叫 classify 啦，即係呢係有唔同種類嘅嘢去賣啦。But in what way you can make Carousell so success to be a simple, fast, and a fast-growing app for buy and sell in mobile platform? 你用啲咩方法可以令到 Carousell 可以咁快咁样去增长？因为其实早几年其实都系一啲其他嘅一啲网站去买同卖。
系啦，
咁你加入咗啲咩新嘅元素咧
？Yeah, so we make Carousell simple to use. We were users of like previous traditional online web desktop classified forums where it was extremely difficult to use those sites and it wasn't built for mobile phones. So we make it very simple where the core features of selling is basically using the smartphone function. So like the camera, taking a photo, and then the messaging system, a private message will be built on Carousell that people can chat, they can arrange how they want to meet and deal.So we make it very simple in a sense. The second thing is that we make it extremely seamless for discovering products. So if you scroll Carousell, you see endless like photos of products. You can scroll, swipe right, and you can see up to 3 to 4 photos of different of the different items and different angles of the items. And that's how we allow people to discover products. And the last thing is that you guys are in a community of people where we want to change the way we consume so that we can...make life more meaningful. So if you look at how people, if you connect in terms of like what items you're selling, pre-love, luxury, pre-love fashion, to toys and games on the app, you can look at the group. So we have group features where you can see, you can join groups of things that interest you. For example, if you like shoes, sneakers, there's a Vans there, there's a Nike group there where you can join and then you can discover things that are similar. You can connect with other buyers and sellers and like make friends from there. So these are the three things that make it super unique at Carousell. The simplicity, the discovery, and the community.
呢個等我嘅翻譯啦。呢個呢我就真係深知Marcus 講咩，因為我哋兩個其實都我唔識佢之前呢，其實我哋已經
不斷喺度買同賣。
我都未識佢。 咁我已經係用。但係點解 Carousell 其實佢咧就在於同其他拍賣網有咩唔同咧？其實佢主要係非常之簡單啦，就買同埋賣。咁啊，佢好佢有個好特別嘅地方，即係譬如我用嘅我自己用啦，即係我真係唔識佢嘅就得。咁我用嘅時候咧，其實就真係好方便。佢咧有好多唔同嘅分類啦，嚇，譬如話我想買女裝嘢，咁佢有好多唔同嘅 cat， 例如手袋啊、luxury 啊，啊同埋佢有啲好特別嘅，譬如話佢 set up 咗嚟香港之後咧，佢會分區嘅，香港、九龍、新界，咁你就可以 join 咗香港嘅 group， 咁咧就方便咧喺香港嘅 group 嘅，即係住喺香港嘅區嘅人咧，就即係你揀翻就容易啲交收啦。咁啊，同埋咧，其實佢哋適時咧都會有啲 promotion 嘅，例如之前有啲叫20蚊一件嗰啲啦嚇，咁我哋即係證明我哋其實都
大家都喺度勾緊嗰啲嘢嚟買啦，
即係都好熟悉呢個 app 嘅運作。
係啊，同埋頭先咧，其實 Marcus 都提過咧，就係佢哋咧希望咧可以透過呢一類型嘅買賣咧，即係可以人同人之間咧會有一個 connection 啦，即係變咗咧可以有啲社群嘅一啲建立啊。因為以前咧你會見到咧，可能用一啲舊啲嘅或者係已經建立咗嘅一啲拍賣平台啊，或者一啲買賣嘅平台咧，你要買一件貨咧，其實比較複雜嘅。首先你可能開個 account 好耐啦，但其實喺呢一個 app 入邊咧，我試咗兩個 account 啦，因為我香港有個 account， 新加坡有個 account 啦，兩個 account 都好快可以做啦，只要你驗證咗就得。喺以前可能好耐，之後你要打好多好多 description， 仲要做影相啊，仲要喺個電腦度 upload。但呢一個咧，你會見到咧，佢哋可以喺個手機上面去做曬所有嘢。
即比較好啲就係佢，我中意佢 preset 咗咧，有啲即係我哋嗰個 messenger 咧 preset some answers or questions for the buyers and sellers and very easy to communicate between us。係啦，呢個就即係非常之好，唔使好似你喺其他拍賣網咧，你可能要登入咗之後咧，你仲要打大段嘢，然後係佢做個中介人幫你 send 過去，咁樣即係呢個係
即係佢變咗係俾容許一個人與人之間嘅溝通。係
啦，
頭先咧就 Kenneth 就講到咧就係個用户嘅體驗咧個 user interface。我又想問一問 Marcus 啦，其實我知道咧你自己嘅強項咧就係設計呢一個用户嘅界面。其實會唔會你擺咗啲乜嘢嘅特別喺個用户界面上面，令到咧呢樣嘢可以一出就紅咗咧 ？Actually, I know you are specialized in designing the user interface and user experience. So what special things you have input to Carousell makes it so successful, making it one of the fastest growing apps in Southeast Asia?
Yeah, so one of the things, three things, right, that when we talk about design at Carousell that we find very important, the first thing, it has to solve a problem. So whenever we think about how the user interface look like, the first thing is like, what are the problem, defining the problem set and making sure that the design it's not about how nice or the bells and how what texture, it's about whether it is solved fundamentally the user needs and meet the user's needs. So that's the first thing. The second thing, it has to be simple. You don't need to learn new ways to use the app. It should be so simple enough where you are familiar with the whole experience of using Carousell. So for example, like taking a photo, you don't have to learn how to take a photo. You already know it's a part of the whole experience of using a smartphone. And likewise for buying, it's as simple as sending a text message. You don't have to learn how to send
an
SMS.
And I know you add some more additional features like they can bargain or you can offer your maximum price. So this is quite unique in your app. Why do you think this can be put into your app instead of making like bidding or other similar functions in other apps? Why you put bargains or similar functions?
Yeah, because what we learn is that people, especially the smartphone generation, they love to chat. They like to ask questions and in terms of like clarify and deal with that, and to silo it to just bidding, I think it limits the experience, and we want people to openly ask questions. It's just like imagine yourself going to a shopping mall, a shop. You want to ask questions. The natural feeling is when you pick up the thing, the product, you want to ask questions to the person that is selling it, clarify doubts, ask, maybe send more photos, different angles to see this, before you make an offer. And that's exactly we mimicking the whole experience. It's unlike, you don't go to a shop and like do a bid and auction, right? Your natural experience is to go into a shop, ask questions, then the seller provide good customer experience and stuff。
頭先咧 ，Marcus 咧就講到咧，即係佢個界面設計方面咧，佢唔使做到一個好花巧嘅設計，反而就一個好簡單，但係咧可以用，即係個用户可以一睇就明，亦都唔使有啲咩新嘢。所以咧，用個手機去影完之後，打幾隻字就可以賣到。咁同時咧，其實就係佢哋去個買賣嘅情況啦。咁頭先我同 Marcus 傾過，喂，點解其實人哋嗰啲就反而可能越賣越貴嘅，即係一啲拍賣形式，點解你哋反而可以俾人講價咧？咁其實咧，我哋其實佢就係想咧，去得到一個用户體驗咧，就係等於你行入一間鋪頭啦。你行入間鋪頭嘅時候，通常你都講價，你 定會叫人買貴啲㗎嘛。咁同埋第二樣嘢就係你行入一間鋪頭，好多時呢都會同一個售貨員去講，就係話喂，我想睇下呢件貨，呢件貨係咪咁，甚至乎話個底係咩色啊，或者用唔同嘅角度去睇嘅時候呢係啲咩嘅形狀啊咁。咁但係以前呢喺網上呢佢俾乜嘢你睇，你就好似呢要食晒㗎啦，你就唔可以呢就再去問啦。但係而家呢就透過呢個 app 呢，譬如話我要睇多啲，咁佢又可以俾多啲你睇。其實呢樣嘢呢就係呢個 app 呢成功之處啊。咁我哋先休息一陣，陣間翻嚟呢品牌成功路繼續同呢 Carousel 嘅創辦人 Marcus Tan 呢去同大家傾一傾，究竟佢哋嘅成功之道係咩？先聽聽廣告客户嘅說話。
好。